This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Started arresting organizers of the self-styled Freedom Convoy demonstrators on Thursday night. They have paralyzed Canada's capital for weeks. A lot of people are watching this to see what ultimately happens. The arrests started shortly after police descended on downtown Ottawa's core and cordoned off a big swath of the city with about 100 different checkpoints. And there are so many checkpoints, actually, between Canada and the United States that we've seen a lot of other problems dissipate. But this one is one that is really, really sticking. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us on this show. As we watch to see what O Canada does with the truck horns and music that have been blaring since late January, and officers there in the cold drizzle on Thursday morning, demonstrators continuing to do what they do, and Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister, with serious egg on his face as people blame him for not handling the whole thing right in the first place. There are more things that are being threatened to the truckers if they just don't clear out. As Jeremy Paulson told me, our technical director for the show, he said, hey, did you know what they're doing? And every day there's something else they're trying to add to try to edge them out, that they're not wanting them to have dogs, to have any of the animals with them. A lot of times truckers, this makes sense. My grandfather was a trucker. They travel with their dog because they're not home very often. And sometimes it could even be a service animal. So that is drawing the ire of some people, as I've seen a couple of things since Jeremy and I had that quick discussion, that there are animal rights people that want to get involved in this. Now, what they are doing is they're leaving tickets. And you have people that are helping with the truckers. They're getting them gas, and then gas to fill up their rigs, obviously. But, you know, what a lot of the truckers are saying is this is for a good cause, and we'll do what we have to do because this litigation would go on and on and on. We're here to protest that we don't want to do or think it's fair to force the vaccinations and some of the other regulations. So this convoy, who has, a leader named Pat King, I guess, who is somebody that is not backing down, is saying, we're going to keep doing this, we're going to keep doing this, we're going to keep doing this. And Trudeau said he didn't want to deploy the military. He didn't want to do that. He doesn't want to squash the limit in any way of freedom of speech, but he's caught in the crosshairs of this. And he did kick it in on Monday when he talked about what some of the things are that are part of how do you get to these truckers and how do you get them to clear out. How do you get that to happen? How do you get this to move on, right? The Canadian Bankers Association rather said all financial service providers, that would include banks covered by the Federal Emergencies Act, would need to implement the required measures as stipulated by the government because they would freeze accounts. So that would be the other thing. Okay, we're going to freeze your money, freeze the accounts, and then that would also hold them in a bad spot where maybe this would break it up. Tow truck operators are worried because they don't want to haul these big rigs out. They're worried for their safety if they're asked to remove the rigs that are jamming downtown Ottawa. So it's one of those situations where they're stuck. You know, police in Windsor, Ontario, said that they had intercepted a convoy that was trying to do the blockade of the Ambassador Bridge again, which is the span between Windsor and Detroit, and it's the busiest crossing on the U.S.-Canada land border. So they did clear that blockade last Sunday, but they're concerned about it starting back up again. So this is going on, and a lot of people are paying attention. If things get dicey in other parts of the world, they're watching exactly what is happening here as a possibility of what could be employed elsewhere, including in the United States. There was a rumor that there was going to be a big blockade outside of the Super Bowl in Los Angeles over the past weekend, but that did not happen. So those roads would have easily been jammed up in Southern California. People wouldn't have been able to get close to the stadium. It would have been a complete nightmare. But it shows you power to the people, right? And this is a big, big voice. And that's where Trudeau is really stuck, because he doesn't want to take away some of that freedom. But he's got an earful to deal with the people in Ottawa who are tired of not being able to get to where they need to go. All right, speaking of need to go, Russia needs to back out of this nonsense with the Ukraine, but it doesn't look like they're backing down at all. In fact, they're looking for someone to pin it on, and actually shot a shell through a kindergarten in a Ukrainian border town, which is not good. Nobody was hurt, but walls certainly crumbled. And they're increasing their numbers near that whole frontier of the Ukraine. And it's pretty gloomy what's happening, talking about these exercises and, oh, it's just military exercises. But they're supposed to end this upcoming Sunday. So then what? I think the threat of invasion, at least this is the word from the White House, is very high. And Russia's looking for the excuse to just trickle into the Ukraine and blow it apart and ultimately snatch it. I think this is exactly what Putin had planned all along, but then NATO and the West, of course, gets involved, and it got trickier for him in one way. But he actually holds all the cards. Would there be the possibility of gassing civilians and then pinning that on the United States or NATO? Yes, there is. There's been some intelligence that has said that there's the possibility that they'll do that, because they would immobilize civilians, and then they could use the cadavers to make it look like the Ukrainians had even done this, gassed and killed civilians, or pin it on Americans. So false flag operations and potentials for that are popping up all over the place. Something to pay attention to, because we definitely will have some investment in this, and it has a big effect on many of our allies, and even in the United States, 10% of oil is controlled by Russia. So especially in Europe, for heating oil, that's going to go sky high, because so much of it comes out of Russia. That was what Putin had in his back pocket. But when you see that little kindergarten damaged with that shelling, it makes you think that, yeah, this is not an exercise. This is for real. In fact, because of that, our markets plunged on Thursday. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ dropped more than 2%. The Dow Jones coming very close to that, too, as well. And global markets were much lower, because you get that negative news and it crashes the money down. It crashes what happens at the ultimate craps table. All right, hang with us. The story of a dentist who says she was victimized because of her gender and ultimately had to do a little jail time. Stay with us.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
We're going to talk to Dr. Dorme Brookshire. She's in our virtual green room, and her book is A Biatch is a Biatch is a Biatch. So think of what the word would be there, which we can't say on air. It's a glimpse into the world of being imprisoned, incarceration for professional women. In the 90s, she was a dentist from Georgia. She went to jail in Atlanta for Medicaid fraud. It's a fascinating story about the good old boy network and a biased court system, as she says and talks about in the book. So, and you can find the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble under her name, Dr. Dorme Brookshire. Dr. Brookshire, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me on, Kate.
So tell me your story. What happened?
Well, what happened is I was a, the book's main theme is oppression of women. And the title is actually based on one specific personal experience that serves to highlight this theme. I practiced dentistry in a small South Georgia town in the 1980s and 90s. And back then, the climate was really very volatile for female dentists. They didn't even treat us the same in dental school, believe it or not. A little bit unbelievable because now they're 35% of women in the United States are female dentists. But back then, it was much under 10%. I was one of eight dentists in a small South Georgia town. The other seven were old, white, conservative males. So one thing that I started doing in this small town almost immediately was I accepted Medicaid kits because there was a real need not being fulfilled. The male dentist in the town said Medicaid wasn't worth their time because it paid pennies on the dollar. So there was a local dental association meeting in the small town. Of course, I was not invited, but I found out about it and decided to go anyway. I was a paid member of the dental society, and they might have something in our community I needed to know. So the male dentist ignored me all night, and I finally got tired of it, and I marched up to Dr. Boris Bigot, and I said, I guess I'm never going to be acknowledged as a capable dentist in this town because I'm a woman. And he lifted his quite inebriated head from the table and said, now that is just not true. A biatch is a biatch is a biatch.
Wow.
And that became the title of my book. That was the climate back in the 1980s and 1990s for a female dentist in the Deep South.
So in the book, you talk about what happened and going to prison. What was that like?
Oh, my goodness. Well, what happened was we got a crooked judge, and he decided that he was going on his fishing trip. He did not want the trial to begin with. He definitely did not. They tried real hard to get me to plea. They actually, the last plea that they gave me was just a small fine and some community service and a one-year license suspension. That was as I walked into the courtroom. He got very angry when we decided to go ahead and try it. And the reason that I went to trial, because I was very naive back then, I decided to go to trial because I wasn't guilty. I was not guilty of Medicaid fraud, which is a very ambiguous charge. You can trump it up if you want to. I grew up watching Superman and believed in truth, justice, and the American way. I thought that the judicial system was fair and that justice would prevail and the truth would come out, but that is not at all what happened. He announced, when I decided to go to trial, he was angry. He called both counsels up to the bench. He told them that he'd had this fishing trip planned for months, and by God, he was going to be on that boat on Sunday. We started the trial on a Monday morning. The state, which I should have known I could never beat, took 6 days. They took till Saturday afternoon just trumping up charge after charge, hundreds of charges, and dragging their feet. We never got a chance. The defense never got a chance to get up. So on Saturday afternoon, the judge called my counsel in, and he said, your client has 20 minutes to decide whether she's going to jail today for 90 days or whether we continue with this trial. And if she is found guilty of just one charge of Medicaid fraud, she's going 5 years with no bail. That's what happened.
Wow, so you took the 90 days.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
I understand. I mean, my attorney told me, I understand that it's pretty easy to get convicted of one charge.
Wow. Wow. Crazy. What was the 90 days like?
The 90 days, I actually ended up serving 82 days. And the first 22 days were in a county jail, a very rough county jail in Atlanta, middle of Atlanta, and they were very, very hard those 22 days. There were some real tough characters in there. County jails kind of are holding places for all kinds of, even murderers, so there were some real tough, scary characters there. Then after the 22 days, I went to where I was supposed to go. There just wasn't a bed available to begin with. I went to a women's probation detention center near Savannah, and it was much more military and structured. So that's the...
Yeah, that was better. Yeah. So in writing this book, was it kind of cathartic for you to say, hey, I'm going to tell this story and get it out there and maybe help other people?
It was very therapeutic. I've always, you know, I'm like most people. When we're young, I think we all dream about writing a book. I did. And I feel real fortunate to have had the chance to write this book. However, I'm kind of sad that it had to be about the historical plight of women. Women have been historically not looked upon as equals. They've entered male-dominated professions and are made to feel inferior. They've suffered the gender wage gap. Women in America earn 74 cents for every dollar earned by a male worker for the same job. And I dedicated the book to women who are abused emotionally, physically, verbally, and spiritually.
Wow. And that's what do you hope people take away from reading this book? And again, it's a biatch is a biatch is a biatch. You know what the word is. It's Dr. Dora Mae Brookshire. You can find it under that name, Dr. Dora Mae Brookshire, on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. What do you hope people take away from reading it?
Simple. Vote. vote for honest people. This whole thing happened to me because of a biased court system and a crooked judge. We need to get honest people back on our benches.
I love it. That's a perfect way to sum this up. Dr. Dora Mae Brookshire, thank you so much for coming on. Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
All right, just a couple of minutes left before we toss it to the rest of what's happening here on the show, including the fact that we're going to do this really cool Super Bowl recap of the commercials. There were 65 commercials, and now if you've watched any NBC, you've seen some of them, and some of them are very, very clever. I still like the Zeus commercial with Selma Hayek and Arnold Schwarzenegger, and, of course, electric cars. All of that was very, very big. Crypto was big, and the usual suspects appeared, meaning the usual kinds of brands appeared in these Super Bowl ads, but we have some of the top ones that I really, really loved. And they have all kinds of ratings for Super Bowl ads, so as, you know, how they're ranked, what were the 10 best, what were the 10 worst ads. And there's different ways. There's an ad meter where you look at it and try to figure out, well, who watched, you know, what was the one that created the most buzz? What was the most expensive one that was made? I mean, oh my gosh, you know, $6-7 million for these ads. But you know, you have a lot of captive eyeballs, and people know to look for the ads, and there is some draw to that. We had Coinbase, the chief executive officer, on with us, Philip Martin, just the other day, and we were talking about the fact that they had a QR code that just bounced around the screen for 30 seconds, and if people had clicked on it, they would get $15 worth of Bitcoin if they signed up for a Coinbase account, and it crashed the app. It was so popular, and that's all it was, meaning it was just different. Sometimes it was a different color, but you would see it bounce around on the screen. And it worked because people zapped it. So it's amazing, you know, what will captivate someone's attention. So that turned out to be very, very, very clever. And Coinbase was one of the winners, certainly, from the Super Bowl ads because it paid off. Cryptocurrency companies want to broaden their appeal, and that was one way to broaden your appeal. And if you've got an audience of over 100 million, which it was pegged at least 114 million, the chances are lots of people would have seen it, even though it cost you a bundle. All right, hang with us, everybody.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's reports of ongoing shelling in Russian separatist-controlled areas of Ukraine. Some say it may lay the groundwork for a Russian invasion. President Biden said the chances of it happening soon are very high.
My chances will happen in the next several days.
Biden says Russia is moving more forces in, not out, of areas surrounding Ukraine, like the Kremlin says, and that Vladimir Putin is trying to create a pretext for an attack.
We have reason to believe that they are engaged in a false flag operation to have an excuse to go in.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken explains.
We are laying it out in great detail with the hope that by sharing what we know with the world, we can influence Russia to abandon the path of war and choose a different path while there's still time.
This is USA Radio News. The Senate has passed a bill to avoid a government shutdown, sending it to President Biden for his signature ahead of a Friday deadline. Senators voted 65-27 to approve the measure, which funds the government through March 11th at current levels and provides lawmakers at least 3 weeks to work out a deal to fund the government through the end of September. One person is dead after a plane crashed in North Carolina.
The pilot was killed after a small plane collided with a tractor trailer on the interstate in North Carolina Wednesday. The plane was departing from the Davidson County Airport when it descended due to possible mechanical issues. Trooper Ned Moultrie of the North Carolina State Highway Patrol gave the statement. Moultrie said the plane collided with the rear of a tractor trailer that was traveling south on Interstate 85. The pilot, who was not identified, died at the scene. He said the truck driver is being treated for non-life-threatening injuries at a hospital. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Forces, the intrepid life of Abigail Adams. And I'm so excited to talk about this because, and many of you know this, I grew up in Philadelphia. I went to so many battlefields. It was all about that time in history. And I've learned a few things about Abigail Adams, but boy, Mary has taught me some pretty amazing things about this woman and her significance in our history. So, Mary, thanks for coming on.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I'm real excited.
So tell me what drove you to write this book. What made you decide, I'm going to dive into this?
Well, the Adams contribution to our country, I really believe, is overlooked. Throughout my formal education, even college courses, there was never any mention of a woman involved in our struggle for independence, except for the seamstress Betsy Ross. It really was a personal decision of mine to document her life, since my life really mirrors her in many aspects. So my hope is that students become interested in learning about history again, that they encounter teachers who make it come alive, and that our history is presented fairly, including its strengths and weaknesses, especially at this divisive time. I think we all need to grasp the initial ideals of this country, and I wanted to leave my 5 grandchildren a legacy of a love of history, a love of their nation, and a love of the written word.
So. Love of history. And I'm thinking, you know, the first thing somebody is going to say, right, when they see your book, and this is brilliant, is wild colts make the best horses. Where does that come from in the title?
Okay, well, early in our life, Abigail's parents, I had a child like this, were concerned about Abigail's outspokenness, her vivaciousness, and very determined character. She was a very dynamic human being. However, Abigail's maternal grandmother, Quincy, who actually spent much time tutoring this girl, reassured her parents with this comment, "Wild colts make the best horses." And I thought this title so beautifully described Abigail's personality that therefore I used it as the title.
Yeah, and it makes so much sense to me now once you know that, you understand that. So tell us more about Abigail Adams. What are some of the things we probably don't know about her? What about the Battle of Bunker Hill?
Okay, well, that was the most striking event. This Battle of Bunker Hill, really Breed's Hill, resulted in the burning of Charleston, a retaliatory effort, of course, by the British on these defiant British subjects. Abigail, hoping to impress, she had a young son named John Quincy, who later became president. She took the hand of this 8-year-old boy, and together they walked up Penn's Hill to witness, see, hear, and have him smell the atrocities of war. That day, they were informed of the brutal mutilation of their close friend and physician, 34-year-old doctor and Colonel Joseph Warren, who fought at Bunker Hill. Both mother and son wept that day. John Quincy records all this in his journal. Another one was that while John was attempting to persuade these delegates at the Continental Congress, we had to sever our ties with Britain, Abigail was home alone, managing the farm, managing the children's education, and running the homestead. But she independently had to make a decision for her 4 children to be inoculated, as smallpox was just raging through the area. Little Charles, aged 6, went through the barbaric inoculation process 3 times and became delirious with high fever. Abigail, of course, maintained a bedside village near him for 2 weeks. Navi, 11, their only daughter, developed nearly 1,000 pustules on her face and body, which scarred her. And one of the most dramatic, which shows this hands-on woman depiction of Abigail, was that she experimented with urine and rainwater at the farm to concoct the gunpowder that John was always requesting. As there was a shortage of ammunition in this ragtag Continental Army, John Quincy also records that his mother molded bullets in their own kitchen. Now, when Abigail was in Europe, in London, she was thrilled to attend these educational lectures. She was an eternally curious and so excited over new scientific ideas such as electricity. After the seminar, she wrote to her sister, "It was like going into a beautiful country which we never saw before, a country to which few females are permitted to visit." She also spent much time with Thomas Jefferson in France, who became a very close friend. And the biography includes friendships with Ben Franklin, George and Martha Washington, Paul Revere, who actually delivered letters to John for her, and Dolly Madison. If I have time to say one more thing.
Sure.
She made the agonizing decision to send this little Charles at 9 years old protested because he did not want to go with his father across the treacherous Atlantic. But Abigail wanted him to experience European culture, and she understood the journey would be risky, knowing they could die at sea. And if the British vessels had attacked their ship, it would have been a feather in their cap to kill John Adams. And they could lose communication for nearly a year. Well, back in Europe, Charles and little John Quincy were mistreated at their European school. So Charles became ill, begged to go home back to his mother. John sent him on a ship, which vanished without a trace. Abigail truly, when you read these letters, nearly lost her mind during the year that she received no information about the whereabouts of her 11-year-old son. She did stop eating. She didn't sleep. It was really very, very pathetic. Should I say one more?
Yeah. That's wow. So what happened to the son? That's it. Vanished.
Well, many times she'd go to Boston, which was 10 miles away, and look at the harbor asking, "Has anyone seen a trace of this ship?" I mean, she was really beside herself. And, of course, John did not know that the ship vanished because communication was so slow. And many times if they knew they were carrying, if the captain of the ship knew he was carrying letters from John to Abigail, they would throw the letters overboard if they saw a British vessel who could come on board and take these letters that could be incriminating, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us another story.
Okay. When their daughter, Nabby, was approximately 40 years old, she wrote home and said that she suspected she had breast cancer. Well, she must have trusted that her mother, Abigail, would seek the best possible medical care. Three surgeons performed the savage mastectomy without anesthesia in a room adjacent to her parents' bedroom. And there are so many more fascinating events that occurred in her life. Yes, and the mother and father took care of her. And she was dying 2 years later of breast cancer when it had invaded her body.
Wow.
Abigail could hardly come out of her bedroom. I mean, she was devastated.
Right,
she was
dealing with that.
Yeah, she was very resourceful and could rebound, but that one really took her down.
Boy, no kidding. So many fun, interesting facts about Abigail Adams. What do you hope people take away from reading Wild Colts Make the Best Horses, The Intrepid Life of Abigail Adams?
Well, I hope that they realize that she's the strongest, most influential woman during the American Revolution and served as her husband, President John Adams' closest confidant and trusted advisor. Her entire life was devoted to family and community. They even criticized her by calling her Mrs. President. And once John made an appointment for Van Murray to be an envoy to France, and the press said that Abigail must have been out of the White House that week because it was such a poor, poor appointment. So I also hope to increase the respect for our roots by bringing attention back to the imminent dangers these fathers faced. They could have been hung for treason. They plundered and burned many of their properties. There were threats to their family members. But these patriots actually had to disregard that and focus on the future generations to follow. That's what they were trying to create, a nation of equality. Okay? And I want to inform Americans that the Constitution was actually conceived after very meticulous study of ancient European governments like Rome and those of their own time. Because the Constitution, for the first time in history, was going to ensure that power was returned to the people, not monarchies and dictatorships. And the framers strongly strive for justice for all, which is why people still flock here today.
Right.
But as I was reading these hundreds of letters, it really deeply affected me. And sometimes I would weep. She became my best friend, and I agonized with her over having a stillborn baby without John and burying the baby and the daughter's mastectomy and so many things because they were separated for 10 years when the children were little. So Abigail had to take on the burden of all these responsibilities without John.
Finally,
he would write to her and say, I cannot do this without you, that he needed her so badly in his life.
And then look what happened after that. It's amazing. This book is so fascinating. Well done, Mary Maugh. You can get the book, Wild Colts Make the Best Horses, The Intrepid Life of Abigail Adams, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Thanks, Mary.
All right. It's been a pleasure, and thank you for this opportunity.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news! Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Barbie really wants this dream house. It's got stunning views and a slide.
Barbie's ready for fun.
So cool! And Barbie found out about this dream house with an alert from Rocket Homes.
She did?
Well, it's a super competitive market. Everyone wants to buy the dream house.
Better off of Betty.
I'll go 10 over asking.
Cash offer Carl.
Straight cash.
House super super.
Let's tear it to the stud.
You vultures! You're gonna start a bidding war!
This is less than ideal.
Oh no!
Don't worry. Barbie has a verified approval that shows her finances are backed by Rocket Mortgage. So Barbie wins!
But we need a house!
Oh, I found a fixer-upper castle on Rocket Homes.
It has good bones, but really bad neighbors.
I like his vibe. Get your dream house all in one place with Rocket Homes and Rocket Mortgage. For a better way to find and finance, Rocket can.
Thanks for helping.
No problem. It's good for my glutes.
All right, so we're looking at Super Bowl ads, because that's always a big deal when you think there were 65 of them and, you know, 65 ads, and they paid $6 or $7 million for these ads. That was a big one. Rocket Mortgage, the dream house with Anna Kendrick, a well-known actress, and the whole Barbie theme, and it scored very high depending on the different meters that were rated, but did well across the board. I was looking at early views of the of this particular Rocket Mortgage deal, and there was over 15,000 views and climbing. And of course, the whole take is you know how tough it is to get a house because we're in these crazy times, and so the idea of what do you do, Rocket Mortgage, and I thought it was well done. I say kudos to Rocket Mortgage, because I thought they hit it out of the park last time with Tracy Morgan and what they did with him and these funny scenarios that he was put in last time. And you see the ads still, a lot of those ads run. And so looking at Anna Kendrick, I think, is her whole dream house Barbie deal. And then the scary thing I thought was pretty pretty interesting. All right, and we have a whole slew of others, including there was the going back into history with, like, Mike Myers, and remember Dr. Evil, the whole Dr. Evil thing. And so for people who were fans of his portraying that character, especially, I think you got a big chuckle out of it. I don't know if it would resonate with other people that were watching it, but it resonated with me. I thought it was clever. And here's that Dr. Evil spot.
Ladies and gentlemen, our takeover of General Motors is complete.
Dr. Evil, we can now use GM's Ultium platform to power our whole operation. Now we can reduce tailpipe emissions.
I'm sorry, am I no longer Dr. Evil? I'm Dr. Good now? I didn't get the memo.
Climate change is arguably the number one threat to the world now. Dr. Evil, you are now the number two threat to the world.
I refuse to be number two.
We have to help the planet.
Oh, please, cheer
for my son.
Oh.
Your son?
I shall name him Baby Me.
No, his name is Kyle.
Oh. Ow! You must help save the world first.
Then you can take over that world.
Okay, Frau, how about you let me do the business, all right? Hold on, I've got it.
I will help save the world first, then take over the world.
She literally just said that.
Scott, you just don't get it, do you?
What? What don't I get?
You don't get it.
Oh, we're right back.
You're never going to get it.
You can't draw me into these little... You act like a child.
It is. You don't get it.
I am an adult. You can't push my buttons anymore.
We'll reduce our carbon footprint.
Whatever. Okay, let's go. We're going all electric.
Everybody in!
Not you, Scott. One day you're going to run the company, Baby Me.
All right, so that was 1 minute and 30 seconds, that ad, setting up the joke of Dr. Evil, the character explaining that what's happening with GM. He's taken over GM, the first step to taking over the world, and that's climate change, the number one world threat. And he's got all the same people from Austin Powers, you know, Mike Myers, Seth Green, and the other actors. And they were talking about electric vehicles and climate change. So some of what I read in the reviews is it was too literal, that it was painfully literal. And it was a warning about how polluting companies are now trying to greenwash their reputations. I read that in Gizmodo. Wow. So a lot of people didn't like the commercial. I don't know. I get what they were trying to do there. And there was a throwback with Austin Powers. So, did it work for them and what they were trying to achieve? That, I guess, is the key thing. How about this one? Keeping Up with the Joneses is very clever. Listen.
What's up, Jones?
Jones.
You up to be
loved by
anyone. Oh, yeah. Use you up to have fun with anyone. When I see you hanging about with anyone, use you
rude.
Up to see me cry.
Jones.
Jones?
Yeah, it's Keeping Up with the Joneses now.
Try to keep up. Do whatever you are.
Stay ahead in the all-new Tundra.
I love that one. I thought it was so clever. And Tommy Lee Jones saying, whoever you are, Nick Jonas, who is a superstar to younger people. I thought there were some funny, funny things with this. And the Tundra struck a chord with a lot of people. The famous Joneses, as you heard there, it was easy to understand that. Because Jones might be one of the world's most common last names. But It was definitely a huge success and rated well across the board, and depending on how it was being rated, because you had Tommy Lee Jones, Leslie Jones, Rashida Jones, and the anomaly, Nick Jonas, which you heard there, and then Tom Jones with It's Not Unusual. I say bravo to that one. I really, really liked it and thought it was very clever. I love the comedian Larry David. He's the creator of Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm. He stars in now on HBO, and he did a clever commercial for crypto.
I call it the wheel.
Yeah, I don't think so. This is a miss.
Brother, behold,
it's a fork.
I got dead forks right here, baby.
A toilet? We're not animals.
We go outside like humans.
Hancock.
No king.
The people shall have the right to vote.
Even the stupid ones?
Yes.
Listen, can I be honest with you? It stinks.
Nobody's gone to the moon, ever.
Why not?
It's far, it's too far, it's far.
Tell me, Daiwa. What's up with the music, Chris?
Fuck a car. Didn't he get it? I'm not even going to
And like I was saying, it's FTX. It's a safe and easy way to get into crypto.
I don't think so. And I'm never wrong about this stuff. Never.
All right, crypto, a lot of celebrities endorsing it, so that's just another one of those. You saw a bunch of that with the Super Bowl. How about Jim Carrey, Verizon 5G? Think Cable Man. Check it out.
Cable Guy!
No thanks. I don't need cable. I have Verizon 5G internet.
Never heard of it.
5G Ultra Wideband is way better.
I see. So somehow, your home is connected to Verizon's ultra-fast 5G network wirelessly.
Without miles and miles of this.
Mm-hmm, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm, yeah, right.
Wait! Can I see it?
Sure.
Whoa!
They must have locked you into quite a contract.
Nope.
Hidden fees?
Nope. Price is the price. Got one in my shop, too. Runs my business.
This may be illegal. I'm going to need to know who installed this.
Me. It's plug and play. But you can have Verizon install it.
Nice, man.
Reception's good. But I'll come back tomorrow and double check.
No, I don't think we'll need you to come.
All right, I like that one. I think we can squeeze in one more. Zeus and Hera. Check this out. BMW Electric.
My fellow gods, the dark skies have spoken.
It is time for Zeus and I to retire.
But where will you go?
Zeus! Sorry, Zeus! I need a charger. Oh! Thanks!
Sweetheart, it's not rocket science.
I'm heading out.
Don't forget to take Peggy for a walk.
Yo, Zeus! Ah! A little juice! That's it. I'm done with this place.
We'll see about that.
Everything okay out there, baby?
Hey.
Little Peggy, for a little walk, huh?
I figure you could use a little pick-me-up.
All electric?
All electric.
The BMW iX.
All right, that was one of my...
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.